Dry weather has affected most of Louisiana's crops, especially corn. LSU Ag Center corn specialist John Crew said irrigated corn looks good, but yields of dryland corn will likely vary.
One grower down the road may have picked up the occasional thunderstorm, and that may have made all the difference, whereas another grower a few miles away missed it, and his corn just never got the moisture that it needed to finish out the crop.
Those farmers that do irrigate saw their production cost increase dramatically this year. Crews said farmers who typically spend around $40 to $60 per acre for irrigation were paying as much as $70 to $80. This was because of the lack of rainfall and the high cost of diesel. Crews said farmers have not had to battle too many pests this year.
We've had a relatively light year in terms of disease pressure and insect pressure. Not to say that we haven't had some, but it's been less than anticipated, and certainly that's been a welcome relief.
Despite weather problems, Crews believes that overall, corn will have a decent year.
Generally, it's looking pretty good, and we should meet or beat state averages this year.
Harvest on dryland corn, which matured early because of the hot, dry weather, could start in the next few weeks. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.